This is dictation for Myra Gandhi, MYRAGANDY. Myra Gandhi, date of birth 4/13/1974, date of accident is 7/8/2022, date of service is 8/18/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she has been involved in an automobile accident on 7/8/2020, where her car was rear-ended as a restaurant driver. The impact caused her to hit the car in front, and it was a three-car accident. In addition, she rear-ended the car in front. That was the story. And she was not rear-ended by another car. Only one car accident. And it caused her headaches without any major symptom of TBI, but also pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and both shoulders. And in the lower part of the abdomen, in the groin, and both wrists, left wrist, was the worst than the right, with occasional radiation to both upper arms. However, there was no radiation to the lower legs except in the posterior part of the thigh up to the knee. Currently, the patient has, this is the second time she's visiting. Initially, she was seen on 7/21/2022, a month ago. She reported that she's suffering from headaches and neck pain, which is 7 to 8. Mid-back pain is 7 to 8, lower back pain is 7 to 8. And she has a extreme difficulty in the left side of the upper extremity, left shoulder is 7 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 for the residual pain. And she's able to lift her shoulder up to 90 degrees without any pain. She can sleep up to 5 hours. On the right shoulder, however, the pain is only 5 or 6, and she can lift up to 110 to 120 degrees of abduction without pain. Her wrists are unusually painful, although there was no fractures, and there is a numbness of second, third, and fourth finger. There is a possibility of carpal tunnel syndrome, but we are not sure. The headaches are almost constant, and they are located to the front and back. They are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Overall, the pain varies from 6 to 8, and the ADLs are affected up to 6. Patient has not reported any particular ADLs being affected significantly. She reports 50 to 60% improvement in the pain. And in system review, patient reports that in neurology and psych, there is a dizziness or vertigo, headaches, and disturbance, weakness, loss of balance, anxiety. In the pain and numbness, patient has shoulder stiffness, neck stiffness, lower back stiffness, limited range of motions, numbness, nerve pain, lower back pain, mid back, upper back pain, and neck pain, shoulder pain, some difficulty walking. In the GI, patient has constipation but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is a chest pain. Patient denies any asthma, throat breathing, coughing, shortness of breath. In addition, patient has a severe pain in the left wrist and left upper arm. In addition, in last 30 days, patient reports that there is a soreness, which is still the worst, pain is still the worst, although some movements are slightly better, especially in the right shoulder. And there are no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Narcos and substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 153/99, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 99. Actually, the physical examination will come from the previous visit of Seven twenty one 2022, dictation number 0725. ADS-064. Please use the general review, musculoskeletal and musculature examination and extremities examination only, along with diagnosis. Make sure you mention that both wrist and hand examination reveals poor grip slightly and normal reflexes, normal circulation. The Phelan test and clinal sign were found positive in carpotunnel testing, both sides. Other than that, plan of care is as follows. The patient was provided a brace for the left wrist, as the left wrist has been very painful. She's advised to soak her hand in a warm water with salt and exercise with a soft ball. She was referred back to physical therapy 3 times per week for neck, mid-back, lower back, and secondary leg joints, and hand exercises, physical therapy, and chiropractic. Acupuncture was advised, yoga exercise, and home exercise have been advised. Patients provided with the following medication, which are Furoset 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN. And she's provided with Norco 7.53 25 to 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets for immediate pain relief. In addition, patient will continue on Meloxicam 7.5 milligram twice a day, Skelaxin 800 milligram twice a day, Gabapentin 600 milligram twice a day, and Nexium 20 milligram twice a day, Lidocaine ointment, and Imitrex tablet for severe pain. 2 refills are given, and the patient will be seen in 30 days' time. We believe that a lot of soft tissue injuries will be improved, and then she'll be seen after that. Thank you so much. An MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, and the left shoulder was ordered to identify further pathology. Thank you so much.